Something really in common with you girls, because I know what it's like to go out of my comfort zone. And one thing about going to Romania this time, I've been going backwards to forwards to Romania for 15 years, and you'd think, well, you know, I know the ropes. But every time we go, unless the Lord does something, it's just a humanitarian sort of exercise, and that's not what we went for. So you know the scripture which says no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has for him. I'm going to stand testimony to that tonight, because we went on this trip, and I went with somebody who I've been going backwards and forwards to Romania with for 14 of those years. But the relationship is really different, because we all have a different walk, don't we? And when we go somewhere, we go with what God's built within us. And this time, okay, so we've just got a few pictures here of, and introduce you to Joshua, the puppet. Joshua was a good friend throughout the week. Just let the pictures go, and then I can talk through them. This is some of the families, which we took, but if you just run the pictures. I threw that one in because I thought that was a nice shot, Sarah. Okay, and some, these are some of the families which we took away. Now, this shot at the beginning, we'd gone to a place called Botoşan, and the idea was to take a group of disabled children on a holiday. Well, I arrived there, and I thought the holiday was going to be up in the mountains, because it's right up in the north of Romania, but it wasn't. We took them to the seaside. And some of these people had not been out of their own sort of community or their own little village. And so they were sort of sponsored to go on this holiday. And we took 15 families with their brothers and sisters. And the children ranged from having children with Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy. But the whole families went. And most of these families are families from the Orthodox Church. So I saw lots of similarities with being on Lewis. These are my roots. This is when I worked in the baby hospital when I first went there. So I just throw those two shots in. So those are the shots. So we had 15 families who were taking to the seaside. And some of them had never seen water. All of them had never had an ice cream. And they were from all cultures, all different streams. So we had some families who had, you know, quite decent jobs, and others were single parent families. So they were all very, very different. And it's like, how do you impact them with what God's love is for them when you don't speak the language, although you've got interpreters? We went with a pastor and his wife, and they interpreted, and they have links with this opportunity group, which is run. Now, in Romania, any child with a disability doesn't have a place in school. And so the opportunity group we founded 5 years ago, so that the parents could have some sort of community together, and they sponsor it, and there's a psychologist and a play therapist. So those people also came along on the holiday with us. The first day when we got on the holiday, we were on the beach, and the police arrived in force. Whenever God's going to work, opposition is going to be there. And the police arrived. And what it was this was quite a trendy beach. This was somewhere where you would not expect to be parading children with disabilities. And they were the most well-behaved children that you could ever imagine. The most together families that you could imagine. When you saw how the parents just loved the kids, you know, it brings you to tears, because they were all such together families. But the police arrived, and basically the sellers had made some excuse that we needed to be moved on. and all it was like a team meeting just to tell everybody the ropes. There were only four of us who'd gone, and we decided to come between the police and the group and to just pray in the spirit. And in doing that, it seemed to dispel something, and the meeting that night continued. But when we then said to the Lord, "Lord, we're here, we need a strategy from you. We need to know what your will is for this trip. You know, it's not our trip, it's their trip." And the Lord had said to the person who was leading the group that it was appropriate to offer any of the families, if they wished, one-to-one counselling, so to speak, if counselling in a broad sense of the word. And so they could come for an appointment time in the afternoons when everybody had a sort of siesta. And the first day, there were a couple of families who were single families or with grandparents, and I worked with the person who was doing just listening to their stories. And the one thing that really struck you when you heard their stories was how they were all crying out for God in a different way. They didn't know how to say it, but they were crying out for something bigger than themselves. And there was an openness within them. And then after that, a guy went with us, and we found it was appropriate for families that someone else did the counselling. So someone else did the counselling. And, you know, sometimes God moves us out of what we think we should be doing. All right. And it was suggested that the other lady and myself, just spent some time praying. And you thought, oh, not where the action is. You know, like, and actually I had a really good spirit about it, because I thought, oh, you know, the Lord's given me time just to spend some time with him, spend some time in worship. And the person I was with was like, wow, how are we going to pray for 6 hours in the afternoon, you know? And it was like, well, we don't. we just, you know, come to the Lord, we just worship him and whatever. And I tell you, that afternoon was the most awesome afternoon we'd ever had. We just spent some time in worship, and so it's, you know, asking, you know, no eye has no heard, but the Lord knows. And as we were praying and praying in the spirit, the Lord just suddenly dropped things about the families who were next door. And it was like, Father, do we just pray into this situation? And just give you an example, one family, the Holy Spirit was just saying, pray, because he's somebody who works on the border, and we've got to pray about unrighteous trading. And so we just prayed for unrighteous trading. And then there was another person, and it was relationship with their sister. So we were praying specifically, and I have never moved in that sort of thing before. So it was like praying and praying and praying. Apparently all afternoon, suddenly families just broke. And the one who was, just to tell you the background of the story, the guy was a border police officer, and he had been put in a compromised situation, and he didn't know, you know, I don't speak Romanian that well to know his situation, but we are not to know, but the Spirit of God knows these situations. And it sort of broke them. And as the week went on, towards the end of the week, we said, if you want us to come, and we will just give you verses which the Lord has given us and pray over you. And it was just awesome to go with some of these families who just said, we don't know what it is, we just feel touched by God, we want to know God, you know. They were seeking after him, and because this other pastor was there, they were able to be linked up with them. And last Sunday, after I come back, some of the families had gone to this church. Some of the families, you know, one family I know, somebody was healed. You know, they were really, really touched by God. And it's like, we're just like four individuals who had gone and had fun with some children on holiday. But whenever you do things like that, God touches you. And actually, I was just so touched by these families, because they are different, you know, that they are families who are different. And so often we can look at the different and we can think, well, God would like that person. That person's a good person to come into the kingdom. But would God really want that person. And I just saw the heart of God for some of those families and just saw how God just touched them, just touched them. And, you know, when I saw how God was ministering to them and dealing with the issues that they had, the fears that they had, the insecurities they had, I thought, Father, you just love them. Daddy, you just so love them. Daddy, you just so love them. And, you know, you have just placed us here just for such a time as this. You know, obviously we're here how the group goes. But, you mean, we have to give him the glory for it, because it's God that does this. None of those things we could have done it, have been different. And yeah, so coming back, I feel really sort of fired up, really, because I have seen things which I have never seen before, and I've learnt that when we pray, God answers our prayers. Yeah. And I have to give testimony, because somebody gave me a word before I went, which said the anointing will break the yoke. And we spoke this morning about Isaiah 61, but all I kept on saying that through that week was, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. And it talks about the brokenhearted, and we have each got to get hold of, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. You know, we're not doing it in our own strength. It's only because he has anointed us to do it. And, you know, and tomorrow when we're out there, or wherever we are tomorrow, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me, because he has a heart of love for them people. So yeah, praise God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.